Dear learners, we are going to discuss other important aspect of grammar that helps a lot in the communication is parts of speech. So the learners, you all must have gone through a little bit about it. Now we are going to discuss these parts of speech in detail. You know, there are 8 parts of speech. Like in your junior classes, you also must have gone through noun, pronoun, verb, adverb, adjective, conjunctions, preposition, and interjection. These all parts of speech help a lot in the communication. So the first one, noun. If I talk about noun, what is noun? So generally, people are with this in definition that noun is the name of person, place, thing, animal, and all. But if you simplify and universalize this definition, so the better definition of noun will be, noun is a naming word. Anything in this universe which has a name is noun. Now, second one is pronoun. So what is pronoun? So pronoun is a word that is a part of speech which functions as a replacement for a noun. Like noun me if I say, Ajay is a good boy and he studies in class 11th. So Ajay is noun here and he, the word he is used for Ajay, so it is pronoun here. So all the words like I, he, she, it, they, we, are, her, they all comes under pronoun which are used in place of noun. Now adjective, you all must be knowing, adjective means qualifying words, the words that qualify, that tell something about noun or pronoun. Like if I say Ajay is a good boy, he studies in class 11th, he is very intelligent boy. So he is very intelligent boy. Now boy is a noun, and to describe that boy, intelligent word is used. Which type of boy? Intelligent. So intelligent is adjective here. That is adjective. Now, next sentence if I add here, he completes his work on time. So completes is action word, as previously also we had a good discussion about it. So the verb, it comes under verb. Verb means all the action words, they are called verb. Action words are there, like any action word, walk, come, go, listen, sleep, jump, eat, complete, call, beat, kill, all these action words come under verb. Now after verb, next one is adverb. If you simplify adverb, adverb means adjective of verb, means which qualifies specially the verb. Adjective is a word that qualifies noun or pronoun, and adverb is a word that qualifies adjective. That adverb is a word that tells about verb. Example, she is walking. She is walking, but if I say she is walking slowly, so slowly is a word that is talking about walk. Walk, kaisi walk? Slowly. So slowly is adverb. She is running briskly. Briskly, how? Briskly, running ke liye briskly. That is adverb. Fortunately, he escaped. So he escaped. Kaise? Fortunately. So that is adverb. And in a layman language, you can also understand like most of the words in adverb, not all, most of the words in adverb are used with ly in last. Slowly, fastly, smartly, beautifully, like they all are considered under adverb. After adverb, preposition comes. So what is preposition? So preposition refers the words that specify place and time. They are preposition. Like in, on, into, beside, near, of, to, at, from. They all are prepositions. Then conjunctions. Conjunctions, they are parts of speech which link the words or phrases. They are also called linkers, and they are also called connectors because they are supposed to connect two statements. And, but, not only, but also, otherwise, if, although, these all are connectors or conjunctions. Like, he is working hard and he will definitely get success. So, and is connector here. He ran very fast, but he missed the train. He ran very fast, but he missed the train. So, but it is a connector or conjunction here. Although she studied very hard, but she couldn't qualify that exam. So, although and but, they are connectors here. They are connecting the sentences. So, this is conjunction. And after conjunction, we come to interjection. Interjection is a part of speech that refers words which express emotions. Interjections means emotions. They are commonly used to convey strong emotions. Like, they are used as an exclamation mark. As I told you, exclamatory sentences. So, exclamatory sentences, we use interjection there. That is called interjection. Like, hurry up, bravo, oh, loss. So, these are the words and the exclamatory mark that is known under interjection. So, these eight parts of speech play very essential, very important role in English grammar. Now, if you go into detail about parts of speech, you need to know how many types of nouns are there, how many types of pronouns are there, how many types of verbs. So, in a brief, if I tell you, the noun, in noun, there is a proper noun, means particular name. Like, you have a name, everybody has a name, particular name, I have a particular name. Sachin Tendulkar has a particular name, Taj Mahal is a particular name, like Delhi is a particular name. So, particular name is proper noun. If I don't say Delhi, if I say city, if I don't say Ajay, if I say boy. So, here it is a common noun. Boy, any boy can be there. So, that comes under common noun. It's common. And there's a collective noun. Collective noun means one word give the feeling of many. Like if I say committee. So, committee means group of members. Many people that come under one. So, it's committee. It's collective noun. If I say team. So, team means many players together or many people together. That comes under team. If I say army. So, army means group of soldiers. Number of soldiers together. Army. Class. Class means number of students together. So, all this come under collective noun. Abstract noun. There is an abstract noun. Abstract noun means the noun which we can feel, which is not, which cannot be seen or touched, which is like tangible, which we can feel only. Like if I say honesty, if I say affection, so we can feel the affection. We cannot see it, we cannot touch it. Affection, honesty, justice, mercy, childhood. So childhood, you can see a child, but childhood cannot be seen. It can be felt only. So, that is abstract noun. And one is material noun. Material noun means the nouns which come under matter like silver, gold, iron, copper. So, that is material noun. It is. So, such type of things are there. Another classification of noun is also countable and uncountable noun. Like if I say man, student, so they are countable. But if I say water, the water is not countable. There is no parameter to count it. How will you count it? That comes under uncountable. So, it is uncountable noun. And countable nouns like paper, pen, they are countable nouns. So, they can also be categorized under countable and uncountable. And secondly, nouns can also be categorized in singular noun and plural noun. So, that is very easy for you to understand. Singular boy, boys, man, men, woman, women, child, children, student, students. So, that is singular as well as plural noun. After this, if you go into pronoun, types of pronoun, you'll also find that pronouns are also like personal pronoun. So, I, we, they are personal pronoun. I and we, that refer the person. So, they are personal. You refer to person, it is also personal. He, she, they, it refer to people. So, they come personal. Means personal pronoun means that refer to person. They are personal pronoun. Demonstrative pronoun, which demonstrate, just if I say this boy, lives in my colony. So this boy, I'm demonstrating, I'm fingering to the boy, this boy. That is demonstration. That book lying on the table. So that book. So I'm just giving demonstration. So that comes under demonstrative pronoun. Clear? Then interrogative pronoun is also there. That start with WH word. Like, who is responsible to complete the task? So who is interrogative pronoun? I'm asking, who is the fellow who should be here? So that comes under interrogative pronouns. What is going on here? So what is going on here? That comes under this. So likewise, they are categorized also. And if you talk about verbs, verb can also be categorized. Like finite verbs, non-finite verbs. Some verbs are finite, some verbs are non-finite. Finite means main verbs, action. Non-finite means which are not working as a main. If I give example, like my friend went to market to buy some fruits. So there are two verbs. One is went and other is to buy. Buy, that is also a verb. So went and buy. So went is the main verb here and to buy is subordinate verb. So all the subordinate verbs are called non-finites and all the main verbs are called finite verbs. So here you have finite and non-finite verbs also that can be categorized. So you should know while using this particular ki how to use this, where to use finite, where to use non-finite. And for your information, I would also let you know that non-finite can also be categorized among three. What are the verbs that come under non-finite? Like if you talk about participles, if you talk about gerund, if you talk about participle, gerund and infinitive. So the uses of participle, gerund and infinitive comes under non-finite. For their uses. So that will be detailed discussion. In a brief, you understand this much only, that how verbs can be categorized. Verbs can be categorized in helping verbs. All the tenses helping verbs is, am, are, was, were, will, shall. All the modals, can, could, may, might, must, would, should, used to, need to. So they also come under verbs. Likewise in adjective also, there are types, that adjective of quality, adjective of number, possessive adjective, demonstrative adjective, interrogative adjective, adjective of quantity. If I say, please give me little water. So little water, that is adjective of quantity. If I say, he is a good boy, so adjective of quality. Please give me 9 pages. So 9 is adjective of number. If I say, please give me that book. So that is demonstrative adjective. So likewise, the possessive, this is his house, this is my house, our house. So they come under possessive adjective. And under adjective, there are degrees also. Like you said, good. Good is an adjective. But if you want to give some better degree or some degrees, there are 3, positive, comparative, superlative. In positive, you say good. In comparative, you say better. In superlative, you say best. So like, high, higher, highest, long, longer, longest, happy, happier, happiest. So such type of degrees are there. And some words are made like beautiful, more beautiful, most beautiful, intelligent, more intelligent, most intelligent. Some words are there which has 2 syllable. 1 syllable words can be changed, happy, happier, happiest. Happy, 1 syllable. Skinny, 1 syllable. Tall, 1 syllable. Short, 1 syllable. But if you say stupid, 2 syllable. Intelligent, 3 syllable. If you say beautiful, 2-3 syllable. So where 2-3 syllables are there, there we make more and most. More beautiful, most beautiful. We don't say beautifuller or beautifulest. We don't say like this. More and most is used. So that also comes under this particular. It has 3 syllables basically. Stupid and honest, they have 2 syllable. And some of 3 syllable. So the uses of all these kind of things help a lot in your communication, that come under communication. Likewise, under this we also study about grammar, like tenses. So in tenses, as tense tells the time of an action, so tenses also helps a lot to frame the sentences, to use it in a better way. Like everybody should be very much aware and very much expert in using the particular tense that is required there. So basically, if you go into tenses, you know there are three tenses basically, present, past and future. If you categorize them, if you go under them, so all have four: indefinite, continuous, perfect and perfect continuous. We should know the uses of this, when to use perfect, when to use perfect continuous, when to use indefinite, when to use simple continuous. And if you know this, so all, whether in present, whether in past, whether in future, they all will be categorized like the same. Okay. If I say continuous, one example I'm giving you, if I say continuous, so continuous means any activity that is continue, any activity that is going on, that is continuous. Huh? Like you are listening to me. Listening is an activity and it is going on right now. I'm speaking. Speaking is an activity, an action that is going on right now. So speaking, listening, coming, going, uses of ing is there in continuity, in continuous tense. See, that is continuous. Anything that is continue, continuous. If it is continue right now, it is present continuous. You are listening to me. I am speaking. Some children are playing outside. So activities are going on right now. If activities go on, continuity is there, but not right now, in past. So that is past continuous. I was speaking. You were listening to me. The activity was going on. So here we see it was continue in past. Likewise, if we assume that this activity will go on, continue in coming time, that is future continuous. Like you say in future continuous, I'll be taking your session 2 days after at this time. He'll be finishing the task tomorrow by this time. They'll be doing this activity right now. So will be doing, happening. So what happens if when we assume activity to be going on in future, that is future continuous. Likewise, in perfect, perfect means anything completed. Right now completed, present perfect. Like you have listened to me. I have given a lecture on parts of speech. You have noted down the activity. So everything completed, but right now, present perfect. Completed, but in past, past perfect. I had spoken to you, you had noted down. They had missed the class, likewise. And when we assumed activity to have been completed in future, the future perfect will have, shall have, helping verbs. So likewise, you need to be, what I mean to say, the more important thing is here, that you need to be very much particular about the uses of those. And you should know in which situation, which type of tense should be used. Generally, children are and learners are well prepared about the tenses, but they don't know the proper application of it, when to use it, what are the situation where we should use it. So the most important thing is this, you must be very much clear about the uses and that particular situation, where to use it, what is the situation that you are going to describe, and for that particular situation, which is the tense that is very appropriate. If you take this thing in mind, definitely your communication will automatically get enhanced, your drafting will get enhanced. So grammar works a lot for the communication. So dear learners, I hope you well understood the topic, and now you should go for the activity, go for the revision, do some worksheets so that you can enhance it in a better way. Thank you very much.